Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now a snapshot, or several, of South Korea. South Korea is called the plastic surgery capital of the world. A single mile of Seoul's upscale Gangnam neighborhood is nicknamed the Improvement Quarter because of the up to 500 clinics. Parents give their graduating high school seniors a new nose or eyes. But is this a culture erasing itself? Ji-yo grew up in South Korea and struggled through adolescence to resist the gravitational pull of changing her face. Now, as an adult and a photographer, she's photographing the process. Her series is called Beauty Recovery Room. It shows South Korean women in bandages with bruises and drainage tubes. It is not a pretty picture. Ji-yo joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hi.
How would you characterize the way plastic surgery is viewed in South Korea?
There has been a lot of changes. When I was in middle school, a lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people were going through plastic surgery. However, these days, over like 10 years, 15 years, it's almost become common or normal. Not having a plastic surgery is almost abnormal.
And not just one, more than one. We're reading an article by Patricia Marks in The New Yorker in which she went and took a deep look at this industry. It's as common, as she says, as trick cereal and competitive gymnastics are for kids. And it is for kids. It's for young people. Why would young people want so much plastic surgery?
Ages goes down and down and gets lower and lower. 15 years ago, most of the parents were more conservative. But over the years, like even parents are very supportive to their child to have plastic surgery so that they can have better life or have better career.
Well, then tell us more about that. What is it that South Koreans want to change about their looks? We're reading about jaw slimming surgery, for instance, the V-line surgery.
That has been very popular over past 2-3 years. There is definitely a trend about plastic surgery. Like eyes and nose are, it's almost a default. Jaw surgery used to consider very dangerous surgery, and it's a huge surgery compared to eyes and nose. But these days, because the technology developed over the years, that it just became a trend that has a very thin V line that make you look younger and have a smaller head for the better ratio.
We understand that this surgery was originally for treating congenital deformities, but now, you know, it's become, as you say, common. We also hear about something called the bagel girl.
yes.
What is that?
Bagel girl represents what is idealized beauty in Korea. In Korea, it's your face has to look like very innocent, childlike, young-looking, with a very sexy, glamorous body. If your skin is whiter, then whiter is better. Bagel girl is like the most considered beautiful.
We understand bagel stands for baby-faced and glamorous. You did not have this surgery, right?
No, I eventually did not get any of the surgery.
What kind of pressure did you feel?
I cannot really say it was a pressure. It was something natural. It was always like I dreamed about. I envy my friends who come back after the vacation. They come back with totally different looks. Like, I admire them. And I thought if I change entire my look from top to bottom, that my life would be more happier or more successful or more likable. So I thought that it's the only way I could change my life.
And you also say you never thought about it as surgery. You thought about it as what? What did you think about?
It's a weird concept. It's called plastic surgery, but it was more like a magic. It was more like before and after. I never saw the process. I didn't hear about like how it's like about the process. That I only saw my friends who's coming back perfectly beautiful. Or I saw celebrities coming back totally with different look that looks absolutely gorgeous. I never thought about it is actually a surgery that you lie on the surgical bed, put to a sleep, and have stitches and bruise. And the recovery process wasn't, I wasn't aware of it at all.
Well, And once you became aware, you decided to make other people aware. You took these photographs. We'll post many of them, and they're quite something. There are these women, as we said, with bandages, and obviously they've had this, you know, surgery done. Mm-hmm. How did people react when you asked to take their picture?
I should say 98% of the people who I asked were very negative. They thought I was crazy. A lot of people didn't understand why I wanted to do it.
What'd you tell them?
I told them, like, honest reasons. Look, I really wanted to have a plastic surgery, but now I don't, and I'd like to expose what's underneath the surface.
Well, we'll post some of the pictures, but back to South Korea, the names of some of the clinics: Small Face, Magic Nose, Before and After, Top Class, Cinderella, the options that are offered at some, the Barbie Nose Rhinoplasty, arm lifts, calf reductions, dimple creations, whitening injections. These are called Beyonce rejections. Mm-hmm. Eye corner lowering. But talk about the most popular, which is for the eyelid.
Yeah, eyes are definitely the most popular that you makes eye bigger. Not just the double eyelid. You make eyes wider by trimming at the corner of your eyes. If your eyes, the end of the eyes goes up, there's a way to make it down. You shape it how you want it to look like.
And so also, I guess the most popular one is to give the eyelid a crease.
Yes, that makes you look more like stronger feature with your eyes and looks like definitely bigger eyes.
Look, we understand that a president of South Korea actually had that surgery while in office.
Yes.
That there are reality shows in which people compete for, makeovers, for surgery.
Yes.
Is anyone talking about embracing what they're born with, embracing being South Korean and everything that that means?
Yes, of course there are some people embracing, appreciate how they look. But because plastic surgery has become so popular over the years, like, people just immune to it. It's not considered a serious issue anymore.
How are people reacting to your pictures? Is that, what kind of conversations are they prompting?
I get really different reactions from Korea versus other countries. In Korea, people are really shocked about the images. They usually analyze my photos. Oh, she has done this and this and that, as if they're doctors or they're really used to that scene or the picture. It's not a shocking element. But people who are not part of the plastic surgery culture, they are really shocked. A lot of people say they don't understand why a person goes through that pain with their will.
And why do they go through the pain and the cost? It's cheaper, much cheaper in South Korea than in the U.S., but how do they rationalize the pain and the cost?
That's the one of the things. It was shocking to me at the beginning of the project that I started. People who I took photographs of, they were not afraid of pain at all. They told me the pain is manageable. You just go through 2-3 days and then it will be fine. They are not afraid of pain. The more important thing is that how you will change.
Yeah. So people are willing to put up with the pain. And we're also reading that there's a new television show in South Korea. It's called Back to My Face. This is a show that offers to take people to reverse all their plastic surgery and take them back. They did a pilot that was successful. They revealed that a lot of these people were compulsive about doing their plastic surgery and they took them back. But the producer says she's not going to make any more shows because for a month she stood outside a dance club, asked over 200 people, couldn't find anyone who wanted to go back to the way they looked.
It's hard to find people who want to go back to where she or he used to look like, because if you are not satisfied with your look right now, then you will think about another surgery to enhance your look, not to go back.
Not to go back. In fact, there's a new word we understand. Is it, have I got this right? Sanggui?
Sanggui.
What does that mean?
It's a short version of saying plastic surgery monster for people who had done extensive plastic surgery that looks like almost not human being.
Well, and this is fascinating because you have these people who are referred to as plastic surgery monsters, and the Korea Consumer Agency reported a third of all plastic surgery patients didn't like the results. 17% claimed to have suffered at least one negative side effect. But what about the women that you met in the recovery rooms? Does this daunt them at all, or would they do it again?
They will definitely do it again. None of them were the first-time plastic surgery patient. And even when they were in a recovery room, they were searching another surgery for, like, in the future. It's almost hard to avoid. Even me, like, after years and years of studies, that when I go back to Seoul, when I see advertisements, when I see the photos, when I talk about it with my friends, it's really hard to get away with.
Ji Yo is a South Korean-born photographer. Her photo series is Beauty Recovery Room. She shot in the recovery rooms after women had plastic surgery. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. Ji, thank you so much.
Thank you for interviewing me.